This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
You know, right now we're still in blame assigning mode for a failed season.
Well, did we take our part in it for not being harder on them?
Yes, we did. No, we didn't.
Well, we should.
We probably should. But, you know, it's always the media's fault.
Always.
Our next guest knows that, I think, pretty well.
Yes, she does.
I think fair enough to call her friend. I heard a chuckle.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just listening to you guys gaslight yourselves. Like, did we do this? Like, they've convinced you that, like, Padres fans are the reason and Padres media is the reason that you guys are having a terrible part of the season.
You guys need
therapy.
Jen, it's funny. We do it as a bit because people are like, because we love the team. And what's not to love, right? Tatis and Manny and Cronenworth and all these great guys. And you know, you're obviously disappointed.
Now you stole him from me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Never trade
still
with Tampa.
Still waiting for my jersey, guys.
Right.
waiting for my jersey.
And so, you know, people are like, well, because we love him and we're excited about him. And then when it goes to crap, you know, you're really bummed out. And they're like, well, you guys need to be harder on them. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's why the Jets win so much, because of that tough New York media. Oh, and the Knicks and all of the other teams, the Phillies, who have a really tough media, they're not going to make the playoffs. The Eagles are terrible. Like, and on we go. So it's a little bit tongue in cheek when we blame ourselves, Jen.
We're the soft coast, though.
Obviously, but it was incredibly adorable that I was like, are they really blaming themselves?
And
I
with...
was like, man, I'm going to give them my therapist number as soon as we're done with. Cool.
With that, that is the voice of Jen Sturger, who is back with us here on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. And I got a show in town. We're certainly going to ask you about that. But since you did mention you are a Rays fan, I wanted to get your perspective on the fallout from the Blake Snell trade, because it's the one area that we were talking about earlier, that Blake got off to a really slow start, then started pitching really well, got hurt at the end of the season. But with the one thing you're worried about, why were the Rays willing to trade Blake Snell? What was kind of your feeling when that trade happened, and now looking at it almost a year later in terms of, you know, Patino and the prospects that the Rays got in that deal? How are you feeling about it now?
Honestly, when I look at sometimes when the Rays get rid of players, I've always, as a Rays fan, fought like sometimes we sold too early on certain players, where we tapped out too early. But honestly, I think it had a lot to do with the player's individual happiness. And let's face it, after what happened last year in the World Series, can we really say that Blake Snell was going to be happy coming back to the Rays and having to face the guy that pulled him? Like, I, as a fan, was screaming in the living room, and it wasn't just because Cody and I had lost our radio show, because that happened too, like, right around the same time. And I'm like, it's cool, guys. You know, the one time I could really talk about being happy about things going on in my sports life, you guys take away my show, it's fine, I'm still getting over it. That happens as well, and I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. So yeah, I think sometimes in Tampa we just had a tendency to tap out on players a little bit too soon, but it was because that player just wasn't going to be happy there anymore. And and I do think that the Rays office makes the right choices when those kind of things happen, even if we as Rays fans don't see at the moment why it's being done. Because trust me, when that happened, I was on the phone with you guys being like, if you don't get me a Padres Snell jersey, I'm going to be so mad at you guys. Because I was truly mad to be missing such a huge piece for us. But, you know, I wish he could have done a little bit more for you at the beginning of the season, but he started to find his way. And obviously he was the nail in your coffin when he got injured. So, next year.
It's pretty classic and standard around here.
Window opens next year.
Next year. I'm looking forward to that. We're talking to Jen Sturger. I'm so interested in this comedy avenue that you've taken. And when did this start exactly?
Well, comedy's always... I've always been the kid that got written up as the kid that talked too much in class.
Sure.
Or the kid that would argue with the teachers because she thought she was smarter than the teachers, to the point where they were like, please just put your head on your desk and stop disturbing others. And I got into sports media, obviously, and I ended up getting my own show in New York, but it was supposed to be like a sports comedy hybrid before Sports Nation was a thing. And I remember the day the Suits came in and they were like, just kidding, now we're going to make it just a straight up late night sports show. And I literally raised my hand in the middle of this meeting and I was like, why am I here then?
Yeah.
Because that's just not what I do.
Same.
Like, I talk about sports from an irreverent standpoint, like as a fan who's just super passionate. Like Bill Simmons with boobs. Like, that's what I always wanted to be, you know?
Well, we're Ben and Woods with boobs. It's fine. I mean, it's the same. It's the same thing. It's like just different.
Unintentionally.
You know what I mean? So I always wanted to be that, you know? And so.
But stand up is so different. It's so like, it's the most scared I've ever been in my life. There's nothing. There's no bigger rush when it's over, and there's no bigger fear before you take the stage. It is such a weird trans. I can get on a microphone, Jen, and have a ball and talk for 3 hours and just have a blast. Getting a microphone and doing 5 minutes, it seems like an eternity up there with jokes that you've written, and now you got to deliver them, and the crowd's looking, and maybe one of those jokes bombs. It's like the biggest you. I realized after
like
doing
chills
it,
even thinking about
dude,
like
what do you do? When a joke bombs, Jen, what's your reaction? How do you get kind of out of it to the next thing?
I just tell the crowd, you're wrong. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it's you realize that like you realize that you are on an island up there, and it's just the most terrifying thing.
But that's the problem is when you think of it as an island up there, that you're already in the wrong mindset.
Yeah,
because
true.
Like. I go through little splurts like that where I'll get in my head about things and I'll think that I'm doing poorly or like I'm not getting the laughs that I'm supposed to be getting on stage. And that's when I'm like chasing results. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
If you're going up there and you're chasing a result versus being present, like the audience will always sense that. And so like I just try to remind myself like to not stay results driven and to just be there with the audience and be in the moment and enjoy what's happening up there. Because the truth is, I love doing it. I love making people laugh. I love attention. I wasn't wearing bikinis in college because I thought I was hot. I just liked people looking at me. I was like, thank you for giving me the attention that I've always wanted.
Now,
my dad never did. That's what I wanted, you know?
I have this vision of you at home working on jokes and Cody Decker, your husband, like, oh, no, I got a really, really good one. Trust me, this will work. Does he, I feel like he thinks he could also, and he probably could, to be honest with you, do stand-up comedy. Does he stick his nose in helping you write jokes, or do you bounce ideas off of him?
Let's put it this way. He moved to El Paso because I wouldn't let him help me with my jokes.
And I know he wanted to. I know he did.
You know, we just have two completely different senses of humor. But if you asked him, I think he would even agree that I'm the funnier one out of the two of us. But it's just a different kind of comedy. When I look at the way he makes people laugh, I often feel like I'm in a Will Ferrell sketch that just won't end. Because he doesn't know. I'm like, yeah, the bit's over. The bit has been over. And he'll be like, there's still more bits after that. And I'm like, no, the bit was done. You hit the punchline two bits ago. Please stop this now. And eventually, like, you just have to walk out of the room. So it's just a different kind of comedy. I do a lot more writing, a lot more I do a lot more roast writing in particular, which is really handy in arguments, because you can end them real fast. And usually it ends with one of us storming out of the room or me dropping a mic and walking out of the room. So that's the type of comedy that I do, is it's very like written. It's very planned, you know? And Jen, like I said, he's just a Will Ferrell sketch that just is never ends.
Jen Sturger is with us. Jen, tell us about the show that you got here in San Diego. What's some details for the Tier 1 listeners out there?
We are going to be doing a show at, I say we, it's me and some lovely female comedian friends of mine are doing a show at the Comedy Store La Jolla this Wednesday. I'm super excited about it. I haven't been down in La Jolla, God, and like for comedy for myself in like, what, at least 4 years. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to get back on that stage. It's always a really good crowd there. So come out and see us. I'll put all the information on my Instagram stories, and you guys can just click the little link. I'll make it super easy for all of you guys. If you guys want to share the link also for your listeners, that'd be great.
We will.
But yeah, I would love to see you all out, just because we were doing stand-up comedy, you know, during the pandemic, and it was like Zoom shows, watching people put their kids to bed and fold their laundry. So it's really cool that you guys are out in clubs again. Please come out and support live comedy, because, I mean, that's the only reason comedians survived this pandemic, is we were just waiting for attention. So please come give it to us.
Well, Jen, good luck. Obviously, we support you 100%. Always love when you come on the show with us as well, and you're always welcome anytime.
Thanks. Let's not do it at 8 a.m. next time.
Well, you want to go earlier? We start a lot earlier.
No. Was just the last spot.
We have like 50 minutes left.
Yeah, we're near the end here, not the beginning.
Let me know when you guys are doing afternoon drive time, okay?
There you go. Jen Sturger. Thanks, on Jen. Our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.